What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friend, welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and most importantly, I'm a dad. And this show is where we help established online course creators and coaches create more profit, more impact with less hustle. All right, let's get into it. Hey, my friend, before we get into today's episode, I want to let you know about, the game-changing tool that we started using in early 2021 for the back end of our business from a marketing perspective. We started using 10xpro.io, and I absolutely love it. It allowed us to consolidate tools that we were using for our online courses, tools that we're using for to create order forms, tools we were using to create landing pages, et cetera, et cetera. It gets super complex and overwhelming really quickly, not to mention super expensive when you add up all those tools. Well, 10xpro.io solves all of that. It's an all-in-one tool. They've been around for about 10 years now, and I absolutely love them. It is super simple. You can create your whole website in there if you want, not to mention landing pages, funnels, pre-made marketing campaigns. Your online courses can be housed there. You create offers. You can do your membership in there. Forums has a built-in affiliate center, and their online support is off the charts. The link to check out 10xpro.io is rickmulready.com/10xpro. And you can get a super, super inexpensive trial. It's like $1. And check them out. If you do decide to go with them, I do get a small commission. And so thank you in advance for that. rickmulready.com/10xpro. All right, my friend, let's dive into today's episode. All right. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode number 597. We're almost at 600 episodes here in the show. I can't even believe it. And I feel like we're just getting started here, honestly. Thank you, as always, for tuning in today. Hope all's going well. So today I want to talk about back on episode number 567 here of the show. I talked about Facebook ads tracking and how to improve the validity of your data, okay? And today, I'm here to tell you that Facebook ads are dead, unless you do what I'm talking about here today. So Facebook ads really aren't dead, of course, but I want to kind of dive into and sort of piggyback off of that episode I did on 567, talking about the validity of data and how to improve that validity of it. So when you are running conversion ads, right? So this is where you choose the conversions objective. And it's actually called sales now in Facebook's Ads Manager. So this is where you are sending people to an external page. They click on your ad, they go to a landing page or a registration page or a sales page or whatever it is, right? In order to really get to the bottom of how well your ads are doing, you need to do what I call triangulating the data. And where that comes from is you're basically taking data from multiple sources. Facebook Ads Manager, which isn't very solid data. Another tool, like Google Analytics, for example, and then your email CRM. And there's certainly other tools that you can be using to do this. But essentially what I talked about in that episode is you're taking data from multiple sources and then comparing each source to try to tell the story, try to paint the picture of what's actually going on with your campaigns, right? Now, Another challenge that arises with conversion ads is Facebook's algorithm is trying to optimize your ads based on the campaign performance, right? It would use data that it is getting based on the types of people that are converting and using all these data sources and data points, right, to optimize the delivery of your campaigns. And when the data that's actually being reported in Ads Manager is, we'll be nice and call it a little bit suspect, right? The optimization that's going on behind the scenes in the delivery algorithm, right, in the AI, well, that would leave a little bit to be desired too, right? And Facebook, it's being said right now that they're moving to kind of a predictive intelligence modeling, where basically all that means is they are going to start using, and they're already doing this now, by the way, they are using the data, all the data that they have, to make predictions, like prediction modeling, in terms of reporting and in terms of possibly optimization. So what that means is, just on a very, very high level, is the data that you might see in Ads Manager is not going to be super accurate and be reflective of actual conversions, if you will, because, well, number one, Facebook can't track all that stuff because of, you know, the whole iOS privacy update, right, where people opt out of tracking, so we can't track them. And so what Facebook is doing is moving to this sort of predictive modeling, meaning taking all the data and saying, well, we know based on the data and that we can model that this campaign here would get this many conversions based on the data that is getting within the campaign, right, over a certain period of time, right? And it's not 100% accurate, right? Like, no reporting right now online is 100% accurate. So with all this said, right, if you're not willing to stay in the game while all these changes are taking place in terms of Facebook and Instagram ads, well, ads from these platforms, as you knew them, are dead, right? If you're not willing to stay in the game with all these changes going on, you know, what ads look like today compared to, you know, a year and a half ago, very, very different, obviously. So much has changed. Heck, so much has changed in the past few months, right? So if you're not willing to play the game, if you're not willing to stay in the game and continue learning and continue testing, then for all intents and purposes, as you knew ads, they are dead, right? But if you are willing to stay the course and keep learning and keep testing, not only will that give you a huge upper hand over other people who are pulling out because you are willing to try testing, right? And by the way, like, and we're not going to get into that in this episode here, but you should absolutely be diversifying what you are testing, whether it's TikTok ads, whether it is YouTube ads or Google ads or whatever it might be, right? If it makes sense for your business, you should absolutely be diversifying, okay? Now, what we're talking about obviously here is Facebook and Instagram ads on this episode. So again, if you are willing to stay the course and keep learning and keep testing, this is where the fun starts, right? So for several years now, for many of you listening right now, this is not going to be anything new, but what I will share with you, there are new, say, updates and aspects to it, right? So for several years now, Facebook has had lead ads. This is that confusing campaign objective that when you're like, okay, I want to run people to my lead magnet. I want to get them to opt in. So you go into Facebook, you go into set up your campaign, and at the objective level, and you know, whether it's for webinar registration or a lead magnet or whatever it is, there's an option there for leads, and then there's an option there for conversions, right? So most people gravitated towards leads because they're like, well, I want leads, so I'm choosing that objective, which is what Facebook is calling it, which made it very confusing, right? When it was really conversions that you were looking for, because you had an external landing page that you wanted to send people to. And again, as I mentioned earlier, the conversions objective now, by the way, Facebook calls it sales, in which again, I feel like is kind of misleading, right? Of course, you can do it for purchases and so forth, but not all conversions, not all, you know, when you're sending people to an external landing page, not all of that is obviously where you're selling something, right? A lot of it can be just like I'm talking about, free lead magnet or registration or what have you. Now, getting back to lead ads, right? This is where the user experience is such that the ad looks exactly the same as, you know, a conversion-based ad, right? Just you see your ad in the newsfeed or in Instagram stories or whatever it might be, a Reels ad or whatever. So the user experience is such that the ad looks the same. They click on the ad, but instead of taking it to an external landing page, the experience is right within the ad unit. So you're collecting the information from the end user right there within the ad unit. Now, it can auto-populate. So let's just say, for example, you're asking for first name and email address, right? And you get to choose what fields that you ask for. If you are asking, just as an example, if you're asking for first name and email address, well, you can set it, I believe it's defaulted to it, where it auto-populates the name and the email address that the end user has as their Facebook or Instagram email address, right? Now, in the past, these tended to be super poor quality. Right? People would get great lead costs, like their cost per lead would be super cheap, but yet the quality of the lead was really poor because the email address that was auto-populating was the email address that for so many people were, you know, was the Facebook email address that they were using for their account, right? And a lot of times it's just like a throwaway email address. Well, Facebook has made a lot of improvements on this, to this ad unit and to the technology behind it. What I think one thing that Facebook is doing is they're pulling the email address from somebody's Instagram account. That's just a guess. I don't know that at all because the quality of the email address is being collected on lead ads has greatly improved. Okay. And so why is this important? Well, the leads now it's a higher quality lead and it's first party data. So what that means is, again, the entire user experience is happening within the ad unit. So people aren't leaving Facebook to complete the action that you want them to take, meaning you want them to opt in for your lead magnet or sign up for your webinar or, you know, purchase a paid challenge or whatever it might be. All that's happening within the ad unit itself. So there's no pixel tracking involved at all. There's no pixel tracking needed. So this is why they call it first party data, because it's all happening within the platform, whether it's within Facebook or whether it's within Instagram, right? Third party data is where you would use the pixel, for example, you would send people, you'd use the conversions or the sales objective. People would click the ad, they go to your landing page and then do their thing over there. And then, you know, the Facebook pixel would be tracking this, but this is where the whole thing with iOS privacy, where people are opting out of tracking, et cetera, et cetera. You've heard this a million times now, right? So this is first party data. Okay. So not only has Facebook made a lot of improvements to the lead ad as an ad unit, but also the technology behind it. So you're getting higher quality leads for a less expensive lead cost, right? We've seen much lower lead costs. And again, the conversion tracking, because it's first party data, is much more accurate. Now, that's pretty cool, right? And so And you can also do things like, just like you could do with a conversions-based objective, you can still set up retargeting audiences. So what you can do with this is you can set up retargeting audiences based on, for example, how people interact with the lead ad unit itself. So for example, anybody who opened the form. So if anybody clicked on like the learn more button and it opened up the form, you can retarget those people. You can also target people who opened up the form but didn't opt in, which is the exact same experience of building a retargeting audience where somebody lands on your opt-in page but doesn't opt in. Well, you can do the same thing within the lead ad unit itself. And again, there's no pixel tracking needed here. It's all within Facebook. So it's that much more accurate. And you can also retarget people who opened the form and opted in and completed it, right? So now you're building an audience of those people as well. And also if you're doing, say, like, let's just say you're doing like a live webinar, or you're doing an evergreen webinar where you're not using an evergreen webinar software. Well, you can connect a tool like Zapier, to the lead ad unit so that when people register to the webinar within the ad unit, they get registered for your webinar, whether it's a live webinar or an evergreen webinar, and they get a link to the webinar, and then it triggers email follow-ups and so forth. Now, I will say, if you have a landing page and you're doing a live webinar over a few days and you have different times and so forth, and on your landing page, you've got choose from whatever time and day works best for you, you can't do that with the lead ad unit because, you know, it's the multi-select option. So you would have to send people off to your external landing page to do that, right? The other thing that you can do with lead ads is you can also do a one-time offer, for example. So somebody opts in, and then on the quote-unquote thank you page, after, again, all this is happening within the ad unit itself, right? You can offer a one-time offer right there. So, hey, would you also like to get X or whatever it might be? Right there, after they opt into your lead magnet or, you know, register for the webinar, whatever it is. Now, remember, you are going to need to connect your email CRM to Facebook so that the leads that you're gathering, the leads that you're getting from your campaign, go right into your email CRM. If you don't do this, they just sit in Facebook, and then you'd have to go in and manually export them, which is a terrible user experience, because when people opt in, my friends, they want their stuff, right? We all want immediate gratification. I'm one of those people, right? And so it's very simple to do this. You can do this directly by connecting your email CRM right there in Facebook. They have integrations right there in Facebook, or you can use a tool like Zapier again to make the connection. And so we've seen great results with the lead ads. And so if you're looking to test something new, test something different than what you've been running in the past, I would very much encourage you to test out lead ads for all the reasons that I've just mentioned to you here today. They've made a lot of improvements to the ad unit themselves. Well, there's different things that you can do with it now. Again, the user experience within the ad unit, it just feels so much better than it used to be. You know, one thing that you can do, for example, if you choose the, you know, automatically fill in the user information, right? There's a screen there that will ask the audience, right, who's opting in, to confirm their name and their email address. And so if I'm opting in for something and it auto-populated a crappy email address, whatever I'm using, I'm like, no, I need to change that because I really want this. And so it gives people the option to do that. They can edit it right there. You can also turn off the autofill option and still ask for their first name and their email, for example, and they would just have to enter it right there. But again, it's all happening within the ad unit itself, first party data, no pixel involved, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So here's your challenge from today's episode. If you haven't tested lead ads in a while, or maybe you've never tested lead ads, I want to challenge you to give them a try, right? Especially if you've been running conversion ads, give the lead ads a test and then compare the two results, right? From an interaction standpoint and from a lead cost standpoint. And I really think that you might be surprised by what you see in terms of the results from lead ads. All right. I'd love to get any kind of feedback that you have. Have you been testing them? Or if you decide to start to test them, shoot me a DM over on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready and give me an update. Love to hear from you. And also, if you haven't already and you want to support the podcast, it's still very much appreciated if you leave a quick rating and review for the show over on Apple Podcasts and make sure that you subscribe to the podcast, whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform that you're listening on, Spotify or what have you, so you don't miss any episodes. So thank you, my friend, for tuning in today. Super appreciate you. Until next time, be well, and I'll talk to you soon.